Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our show today is on frequencies. And our intention is that you might find the exact frequency for every single part of your body and consciousness that lights you up. But before we get started, I want to tell you about some things happening at the school. First of all, we've got next semester actually starts this week on May 26th. So we still have room. If you wanted to jump in, you could. And that's the certificate and the associate degree program in sound healing. It's a few nights a week. And the certificate program is the first semester of the associate degree. You could also do the summer intensive, which starts on June 7th, June 7th to the 20th, which is 2 weeks straight, day and night. And then if you wanted to complete the certificate program, you could come back in August, from August 2nd to the 13th. We've also got all these classes online with live instructors or by video, and works really well. You know, if you can't make it out, the classes are quite transformative, even online. It's just a couple of nights a week, and then Saturdays as well. If you can't make those, you could actually watch the videos, or you can do a combination as well. We also have a we've got the audio recording program starting this week as well, May 26th, or you could do the intensive from July 1st to July 31st, and you learn all about how to use audio recording programs for recording, mixing, producing, and using binaural beats and doing some really trippy psychoacoustic things that will change people's lives. We also have some events coming up on I think it's June 19th. We've got a Tibetan bowl concert with Karma Moffat. He's got about 60 Tibetan bowls and all types of bells and whistles and everything you could imagine. And he's quite amazing. You just lay down and go into bliss. It's like the ultimate chakra treatment. And that's only $20 on June 9th, Friday night, June 19th. We also have another open house on July 5th, and that's from 1 to 6. But we also have one spot left in the Mount Shasta retreat at Stewart Hot Springs up in Mount Shasta. It's June 27th and 28th. And so if you're interested, there's only one spot left. And that's right on a river. We're right at the base of Mount Shasta. It's beautiful, just beautiful there. There's also hot tubs and hot baths you can take, and that water is amazingly healing. And again, that's June 27th and 28th. And then our big thing that's happening is the Globe Sound Healing Conference, our fifth international sound healing conference. And that's September 11th to the 14th. And we've got Dr. Mitchell Gaynor, who has been on Dr. Oz 4 times now. He's uses crystal bowls and Tibetan bowls for healing people with cancer. He also has written a couple of books. He wrote one book on using sound healing. This new book is on the frequencies of DNA and how you can use those to do healing. We also have Jill Peirce, who is one of the most powerful sound healers there is. She's been around doing it for ages and really quite amazing. In fact, she already got a lot of people signed up for her workshop. We have Dr. James Oshman, who is a biophysicist. He goes through the science behind sound healing. And then Eliana Gilad, who has an amazing voice, really effective. She's been doing some really great research on sound healing as well. And then Dr. Jeffrey Thompson, who's also one of the main researchers in the field, and about 40 others that will be presenting, including Kevin James, who is coming from from Bali to actually present. Kevin James is one of the most amazing kirtan singers I've ever heard. I mean, really amazing. It's just people are in tears when he does his stuff. And tears and bliss, tears and bliss. And we'll have, of course, the conference is indoors, but we also have the outdoor festival going on at the same time. So we'll have music and sound healing workshops outside besides inside. And outside is only $20. And if you pay in full by June 1st, the conference is like, I mean, you can get in for the whole thing for about $160 right now. And so it's going to start going up after June 1st. So it's an amazing time, the 4 days we do that. It's in Oakland, right across the bay here from San Francisco. And there's also hotels on the website and all the details at globesoundhealingconference.com, globesoundhealingconference.com. We also have all the classes at soundhealingcenter.com, or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com, or you can call me at 415-777-2486. We also have our store, and we just got in a bunch of new alchemical crystal bowls, the bowls that have the metals and crystals and different elements embedded in the bowls. We got some really beautiful bowls right now. And we just got a huge shipment from Nepal, actually, of Tibetan bowls. And some of them are like 300 years old. They're really amazing metal Tibetan singing bowls. And we've got so much stuff here. I mean, there's like everything you can imagine, from didgeridoos to sound tables and sound chairs that are unbelievable for getting you into a state of bliss and getting rid of many issues. We also have our sound pod, our bass pod, which is this little subwoofer you can hold in your hand and put on any part of the body. And we have frequencies for a wide range of things that we're going to be talking about today, in fact. And then we also have all the treatments we do in the therapy center, which we can find your soul frequency. We can find what frequencies are missing by doing a voice analysis. Emmanuel does treatments over the phone. 80 people now say that their cancer is gone from him doing voice healing over the phone. We just have so many different things. You can find all the treatments at soundtherapycenter.com. And the store is at soundoflove.com, soundoflove.com. So, frequencies is what we're talking about today. Very specific. You know, there's kind of two general ways you can go in sound healing. You can get very specific and even scientific, down to the actual frequency of a cell, frequency of an organ, frequency of a disease, frequency of emotional issue. You can really get very specific. The other way to go is just get people into bliss with music or sounds, get them in the zone so they get really high, really high, really blissful, really connected to the source, and then the healing happens on its own. And that's almost I think that's probably more effective than getting very specific. But it also is very cool, if you have a specific issue, to get specific with frequencies. As we've talked about many times, there's multiple levels, and I talk about this in my book, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing, which you can also find on our website. In the book, we actually talk about frequencies, and then we talk about combinations of frequencies. It's a whole hierarchy of vibration. Frequencies, combinations of frequencies make up sounds. All sounds are simply a combination of frequencies, and a combination of different frequencies to make up different sounds. And then we've got musical intervals, which are a bunch of frequencies or sounds together that create the musical interval relationships between them. And that represents the relationship of everything in the universe. And then we have music. Music is really powerful. The flow of the music is probably the most important, the rhythm and the flow of the music. Because when you've got flow that mimics the flow in nature, that is naturally in nature and spirit, that's when the music is the most effective, I believe. And then you have energy, which manifests mostly as intention when you're doing sound. And that's, I think, the most powerful of all. But today we're only talking about frequencies, very specific things that very specific frequencies do. You know, any frequency can be a portal to a higher state of consciousness. It can be a portal to oneness in the universe where all is known, that state of the shaman, the state of the Tibetan Lama. So any frequency can take you out, right? And very specific frequencies can heal certain things. Every cell has its own frequency. If you play the correct frequency to that cell, it helps it get back to vibrating consistently at its own frequency, which makes it healthy. So that's a very important aspect, ultimately, is to have the 210 types of cells in the body completely mapped out, which they are not completely mapped out right now. That's why we came up with the Sound Healing Research Foundation. The Sound Healing Research Foundation you can find at geneom.com. That's GENEOM.com. And there we're starting to work on researching all the frequencies in the body so we can actually have repeatable research. The problem right now is there's, you know, about 6,000 frequencies that I've seen published, and we've got all of them. We hand them out in our classes, but nobody agrees with anybody. And there's not real good science as to how they found those frequencies. I think a lot of them came from psychics. So what we teach around here is how to find frequencies intuitively. And we can talk about that a little bit later instead of just using the frequencies that people have come up with. But some of the frequencies have been well researched. So let's play with some of these frequencies. The lowest frequency we can hear is about 25 hertz. Often people say 20, but I've found that people can't hear below 25. And the highest frequency people can hear is around 17 or 18,000. They say young women can hear up to 18,500 and men only up to 17,500. Some people say 20,000. And you are affected by these frequencies above our hearing or below our hearing range because they still create these little cymatic patterns, little mandala patterns in every water droplet in your body, regardless of whether you can hear them or not. So they are affecting you anyway. So there are some frequencies that are below our hearing range that we use to put the brain into different brainwave states. The brain actually vibrates at frequencies below our hearing range, which are simply rhythms. When you get a frequency below our hearing range, you slow a sound down, it becomes a rhythm. For example, if I take a note like and I cut it in half in frequency, it's the same note. And I cut it in half again, it's still the same note. It's just a lower octave. If I cut it in half again, it becomes a rhythm. If I cut it in half again, it becomes a slower rhythm. Whoa, 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 whoa. So every note is every rhythm is an actual note. And so we can actually tune into these lower frequencies by doing what are called binaural beats. So if we wanted to listen to 1.45 hertz, can play two tuning forks that are at 111, which is a really auspicious frequency, and 112.45. So the difference between 111 and 112.45 is 1.45 hertz. And 1.45 hertz has been found in 70 sacred sites. It just emits, and they don't even know where it comes from. And so if I play these two forks, you can hear a low-frequency oscillation. Technically, what we're hearing is 112, about 112, going up and down in volume 1.45 times per second. So check this out. High frequency was my phone. So it's like whoa, 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 whoa. These combination of tuning forks are unbelievable for getting rid of headaches and putting you in the zone. And they're really good for cellular regeneration as well. You know, also there's low frequencies of the delta brain waves, like whoa, whoa, whoa. In fact, 1.45 is a delta frequency. And delta is the rate that your brain vibrates at when you're in deep sleep. I always think of that as the ultimate state, because when you're in deep sleep, not dreaming, you're 100% connected to source, being regenerated. And that rate is between 0.5 and 4 cycles per second. Around whoa, 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 whoa. We also have theta, which is 4 to 8 cycles per second, which is the dream state. And also is the state in which you go. It's the rate that your brain vibrates at when you're one with the universe. When people say they're one with the universe, they're between 4 and 8 cycles per second. And that's more like whoa, 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 whoa. And then we have right in that range between 4 and 8 cycles per second, we have 7.83 cycles per second, which is the Schumann resonance. And it's a frequency in the atmosphere between the Earth and the ionosphere that is triggered by lightning. And that frequency in the atmosphere puts your brain into the threshold of theta and alpha. And it's like about this fast. Actually, let's play it. We've got a recording here ready to go. Let's have Don or Doug here play the Schumann resonance. And so this is kind of returning you back to nature, because this is a frequency we need. If you don't get it, you get sick, and it's wiped out by cell phone towers and Wi-Fi and electricity in the city. So let's listen to a couple minutes of the Schumann resonance. It's just going to be an oscillation. The Schumann resonance. Here it comes. You may not be able to hear it just on computer speakers. You might have to put on headphones to be able to hear this low of a frequency. Thank you. that's actually the note of B, and that can really put you in the zone and regenerate you. They actually give that frequency to astronauts electromagnetically when they're in outer space so they don't get sick. And we even have pendants that are tuned to that, that have that frequency embedded in it. We have scalar wave devices that have the frequency embedded in it, or put it out into the room in scalar by scalar waves. And we also even have a device that puts it into the water. You can imprint your water with that frequency, which is very cool. It's really, really good for plants, and it's amazing. It actually breaks up different bacteria and staphylococcus in many research projects. So that's 7.83 cycles per second, which is like whoa, 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 whoa. And it's right on the threshold of theta and alpha. Now, the alpha frequency range is 8 to 12 cycles per second. And that frequency, that range of your brain, when it's vibrating in that range, is relaxed presence. It's like just being present with the world, being present with your whatever you're seeing, being present with whatever you're hearing or feeling without any thoughts. And that's the rate that your brain goes into when you're present. Here is 10 cycles per second with a carrier wave of 105 hertz. Again, since we can't hear 10 hertz, I'm having to do this trick where we're using 105 hertz and turning it up and down in volume 10 times a second. That's really what you're hearing, is a change in volume 10 times a second of 105 hertz. But it gets it actually entrains your brain within a minute. Normally within 15 seconds, your brain will be synchronized to that frequency. Okay. Now, beta is between 12 and 20 cycles per second. We normally don't need to go into beta because that's where we are most of the time. But for people that have ADD, it's really important to be able to go into beta, because if you can't get into beta, you can't really think and focus. And so we have a treatment here where we actually find the frequency that you need within beta, because everybody's a little bit different, a little bit higher, a little bit lower. In fact, everybody's a little bit higher or lower within all of the brainwave states, delta, theta, alpha, and beta. And so it's really cool to find your central frequency, your central note that is the same, actually, within each one of those brainwave states. And then we can tune the binaural beats directly, precisely to you, so that they're totally in tune with your whole physiological system, your heart rate, your brain waves, and everything that are naturally at that speed. So then we get up into the range of hearing. And so at 25 hertz is a really interesting and auspicious frequency. At 25 hertz, it's the kitty cat purr. I heard a thing on NPR, on Nova, where they said that all kitty cats purr at the same frequency. I find not that hard to believe. I'm sure there's some neurotic or really cosmic kitties out there that are a little bit off, unique, I should say. But 25 hertz is a very powerful frequency. And 25 hertz... it's like when I do that, my tongue is going back and forth 25 times a second. That stimulates mitochondria growth. And mitochondria is the engine within the cell. So this is really critical. It's like it's really completely healing the cell for 25 hertz on the mitochondria within the cell. Okay. That's really huge. Okay. So if you ever have any cell problems, you want to stimulate the mitochondria, get some kitty treats. Get your kitty on top of you. Okay? I also, right in that range, a little bit higher, for me, and I think it's a little bit different for each person, is about 30 to 40 hertz, which is like, oh, can't really even play it through here. This system won't even transmit it. And a lot of people's headphones don't go that low, but it's like, oh, right? And that I think of the root chakra. The root chakra. It's my, if I go right to my root chakra, it's like down there. Oh, yeah, that's where I feel it. Again, I think it's a little bit different for different people, but it is quite low. Okay. Now, at 45 hertz, which is right in that range, that's the frequency that regenerates bones. There's been two research projects, one in Russia and one in the United States, that prove that that frequency actually makes bones more dense. And in fact, it's right at the second harmonic of a kitty cat purr. The cat not only purrs at 25 hertz, but we actually hear the second harmonic even more than the first, because the 25 is so low. And so the second harmonic of the cat purr is right at the frequency that regenerates bones. And they found that cats have very dense bones. I mean, when's the last time you saw a cat with a cast on, with a broken leg? Yeah, you don't see cats with broken legs very often, because their bones are so dense, right? Because of that frequency. They're purring their bones into more density. And this is scientifically proven. So you can use kitty cat purrs to regenerate your bones. In fact, we have a CD here with multiple frequencies, but it starts off with the cat purr to actually regenerate bones. I know someone who had broken their leg in 7 places in a snowmobile accident. And she used the CD with the cat purrs on it and put the headphones right on her leg. And after 2 weeks, went back to the doctor. And the doctor said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Bones never take on calcium less than 6 weeks after a break. And now you're already healing." And she's like, now, they had told her that she probably would never walk again. She's running. She's like totally healed. And she's like a total believer now. They're really effective, those frequencies, 45 hertz for regenerating bones. Now, at 50 hertz is the hummingbird frequency, which is about the same as a cat purr, except cats are more precise with their frequency, whereas hummingbirds, it's just an average, because different hummingbirds flap at a little bit different rate, but it's really low. It's funny, people think of hummingbirds as really fast, but I mean, it is fast, 50 cycles per second for a bird, but it's still a really low frequency, like, really low. And then we get up to frequencies we can play through our system here. Here's 100 hertz. If you like, go ahead and sing along with it. It's really good to get these frequencies into your body. That's right around the frequency that's the lowest note that women can sing. Often guys can go lower, but some women can't even get that low. Some people, women can only get down to 150, but that's often about the threshold or average or the lower limit of where women can actually sing. And often think of that as the second chakra, in that range, give or take about 50 hertz. So whenever you resonate any frequency into a chakra, the main thing it's doing is it's stabilizing it and getting it to be a consistent tone. As I've talked about many times, the consistent tone is the whole deal. Static, that's the problem. And that's the stress in our life. Stress in our life creates static in the body. So the body stops humming consistently. The body starts doing distortion, like, I mean, it's like fear is like that static, Anxiety is that static. Even anger is static, you know. And so the trick is to get back to a pure or just a consistent tone. And the consistent tones are the vowels. Or here we're using a tone generator, which is a sine wave. Okay. So 100 hertz, second chakra, about. Then we have 111 hertz. Sing that one. Ooh. 111 hertz is very cool. It's in many sacred sites also. In the when you have a triple number, that's auspicious on its own, just 111. There's one guy, Bob Beck, that uses 111, 222, 333 for cell rejuvenation. And also, it was the tuning fork I played earlier was 111 and the 112.5. Very effective for headaches. We had a woman who took the certificate program here. And before she took the program, she had migraines. And one night, she was up late, and she heard a voice that said, tone this. And she looked over at her digital clock, and it said 111. And she did a search for 111 hertz and found the document on our site where we have all these frequencies that you can play with and listen to. And she played 111 hertz, and her migraine went away. And the next day, she signed up for the certificate program. And then, at the end of the program, she did her final paper on 111 hertz and how auspicious that it's been used since the beginning of time as an auspicious frequency. Very powerful frequency. Here it is again, 111. Sing along with it. Then we get up to 136.102. This is commonly called the ohm frequency. It's actually based on a mathematical calculation of the number of seconds it takes for the Earth to go around the sun divided into the speed of sound. And you come up with 136.102 at a certain point. And many tuning forks are tuned to this. If you buy an earth gong, they tune the earth gong to this frequency. And so a lot of people think of this as the frequency of the earth, although a lot of people think of the Schumann resonance as the frequency of the earth as well, when technically this is just the frequency of the rotation of the earth around the sun. Okay. 136.102, sing along if you like. Then we have the frequency of the spinning of the earth. This is based on the number of seconds it takes for the earth to spin divided into the speed of sound. And it's 194.18 hertz, 194.18 cycles per second. So sing along with this one. Again, it's really great to just feel these in your body. Right around that range that I think of as the third chakra. Ooh, that's around the 200 hertz. Ooh, give or take it again about another 50 hertz. That's where I often think of as the third chakra. At 250 hertz is the average frequency of the voice. Don Estes, who teaches here, did a research project where he did a spectrum analysis to see all the frequencies of the voice in all different cultures or a wide range of cultures. And he found that the average frequency of the voice is 250 hertz across all cultures. This is also the frequency of the King's Chamber, the main resonant frequency of the King's Chamber in the Great Pyramid, which they say if you tone it in the Great Pyramid, it will take you into a higher state of consciousness. So, tone along, 250 hertz. It's right around there that I find the heart chakra. When I was in Egypt and the ceiling opened up and love and light poured in, I heard right in that range, right around 250. Different people hear different frequencies when they're feeling love. And we did a research project where we had 200 people respond, and we actually got them in the zone of love with a meditation and then had them find the frequency that resonated that feeling with a tone generator. People were all over the place. It was really interesting. But there was a little bit of a bell curve right around 250 and 300 hertz. So it's probably the closest for love. Then we enter into the solfeggio frequencies. God, there's so much confusion about the solfeggio frequencies. A lot of people think they came from ancient times when actually they were discovered only 30 years ago by a guy named Joseph Pomeo. He did numerology on the Bible and changed the letters in the Bible to numbers. And these six numbers kept repeating over and over. No other numbers other than these six numbers, 396, 417, 528, 639, 741, and 852. And that's pretty amazing, you know, that they would repeat like that in only those numbers. And also, each one of these numbers, numerologically, breaks down into a 3, 6, or a 9. So the 396 would be 3 plus 9 is 12, 9 plus 6 is 18. And then you take the 1 and the 8 of the 18, and that's a 9. So the 396 is a 9. Or the 528, 5 plus 2 is 7. 7 plus 8 is 15. Then the 1 and the 5 of the 15 is a 6. So all of these are 3 sixes or 9s numerologically. And that's pretty auspicious. But, you know, where the confusion came is someone thought to add the solfege vowels, which are simply do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, that came from Father Guido in 1000 AD. And so now a lot of people are confused, thinking this came from ancient times, from Gregorian chant, when the truth is the frequencies are only 30 years old, or only discovered 30 years ago. And they did not tune to these frequencies in ancient times. They're too weird. They're just, no one would tune to something this weird. They really don't sound good together. But if you tune just to one of them, it sounds good. But to be that precise in frequency, it wouldn't have happened back then. So these, and then someone added meaning to them, which is also just recent in the last 30 years. So they are cool, though. There are some interesting things about them that are very auspicious. So let's check them out. Here's the solfeggio frequency of 396 hertz. And someone just recently, again, 30 years ago, associated liberating guilt and fear. Oh, that's not right. That's too low. That's the wrong one. It's actually, let's do this one, the 417. Undoing situations. Let me go here. I'll go over here and play it, the 396 here. Okay, here's the 396. go ahead and sing that one. There's also the 528. That's associated with love, although Leonard Horowitz came up with that. They said that that is love, but he now admits that there's no research backing up that this unravels DNA or has anything to do with love at all. But a lot of people are still using it for love, so it can create the field. But then there's the 432 hertz. The 432 hertz is not a solfeggio frequency, but a lot of people are using it for love now. It's very auspicious in that it's related to the distance to the sun in relation to the distance to the moon is related to 432. And also the sun is 400, the radius of the sun is 432 million miles across. And they tuned to 432 in ancient Egypt for the note A. And that's the average frequency that a baby cries at when they come out of the womb. And it's the time that I was born. Here's 432 hertz. It's what they tuned to in ancient Egypt, 432. If you go on YouTube, there's like 100 videos where they're tuning the music to 432 hertz now. I really like that one a lot, a whole lot, in fact. Okay. Then we get up to the range of like the throat chakra. Some people think of it as high as 1,000 hertz. Here's, or this might, some people think of this as the third eye as well. Here's 1,000 hertz. Let me play it over here so it's not so loud. Here's 1,000 hertz. Oh, here we go. It's about the highest frequency that most people can sing. I can sing it. And some women I've heard go up to like 1,500. I heard one woman go up to like 3,000. Here's 3,000 hertz. It's really high. Yeah. 3,000 hertz. And then we get on up to the crown chakra. I don't know if you can hear this. Let's see if we can hear this. This is 5,000 hertz. Let me get it going. I don't know if you can hear that through here. 5,000 hertz. Okay. And often think of 5,000 to 10,000 hertz as being the crown chakra. Okay. Really interesting. Now, it's very cool when you tune your music to different frequencies. We actually did a song where we tuned the song to the frequency of a lemon. There's a sophisticated device that actually can find the frequency of things, and they were up in the millions of hertz. And when we tested like 5 lemons and we averaged them out and then octavized it down. So we went from, you know, the millions of hertz, half, 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 until we got to a frequency that was usable. And we tuned the synthesizers to the same note as the lemon. And it's the CD is for weight loss, because a lot of people use lemon juice to be able to actually, do weight loss with the Master Cleanse. So we also added in the frequency of serotonin, which happened to be a musical fifth of the note for the lemon. And so it fit in perfectly. And serotonin is when that is secreted, then you don't feel hungry anymore. So let's play like a couple of minutes of the song. Maybe play about 10 minutes of the song Weight Loss here. And this is tuned to a lemon, the serotonin. Awesome. one's also called Loving Yourself. Figured the one thing for pain, for weight loss is just to love yourself. Now, there's also a whole set of frequencies from Dr. Peter Guy Manners, who actually got them from the Germans in the war. And these frequencies, we've made a bunch of CDs, are actually published. And so they're very effective. These frequencies are actually five frequencies together. And the central frequency is actually here. For example, this one is muscle pain elimination. And the central frequency that all the other frequencies are based around is 247 hertz. So check this out. This is really effective for when you put headphones or the bass pod right on the body for muscle pain elimination. It's not really meant to be listened to. It's meant to be played on the body, right? And you know, there's like charts and charts and charts. There's all the Rife frequencies from Royal Rife, although he was using them as electromagnetic frequencies, and so people have translated those to sound frequencies. They're not quite as effective, but people have still gotten some good benefit from them when they correlate them to sound instead of electromagnetic. There are also the radionic frequencies, which are very similar to the Rife frequencies, which are meant to be electromagnetic or even quantum in the quantum scalar wave field. There's also the frequencies that Olaf Skile came up with from Finland. I think it's from Finland or Norway. He's got like 40 hertz, he says, stimulates blood circulation, reduces spasms, increases sleep, and reduces blood pressure, abdominal massage, and is good for sports injuries. Whereas 50 hertz is for lung issues and asthma, bronchial conditions, cystic fibrosis. And 52 hertz is reduces most low back pains and menstrual pain. It can reduce climatic problems and aids in softening of scar tissue. 60 hertz is for spasms and pain between the shoulder blades. 68 hertz is good for medium-sized muscles, reduces tensions in neck and shoulder, and heals frozen shoulder and reduces dizziness. 80 hertz is exactly, it's gentler and can be used for the massage of small muscles in the hands, feet. It also reduces dizziness. And then 86 hertz is a good effect on headaches, migraine, on stroke and neurological issues. So there's still a lot of research to be done, you know, but it's very amazing that very soon, this frequency medicine is going to be incredibly detailed. And what's cool about it is when you use frequencies for specific diseases or issues, it doesn't affect anything else in the body. And that's so unbelievably cool. I mean, this is the potential for this to completely change our medical field is drastic, really drastic. And especially even the work that Dr. Mitchell Gaynor is doing with the actual frequency of DNA. But you know, one thing, the coolest thing there is to tune in to all frequencies in the universe. To tune in to the highest and lowest and all at the same time. That's what I think of as God. That's what I think of as that place where you know all, where we're tuned in to all frequencies simultaneously. It's that altered state or the near-death experience. And the cool thing is the frequency of love is always there. So that's it for frequency. So hold that intention again of finding exactly the frequencies we need for every part of the body and for every state of consciousness, so we can have complete control to be able to go back to nature, especially. So we're not entrained into these crazy electronic frequencies from engines and all the noise we're around. That's our intention. Okay. Many blessings, and vibrate on. Have a good week and the rest of the month.